When it comes to work colleagues, is you go, right, I'm going to write a card for Dave, Alad, Rachel, Joe, Ferg, Andy, Ben, and you do your big list.
Yeah.
And you get about 25 names, 30 names on the list. And you come into work and you go, right, I'm going to give them out. And when you get to work, there's a card on your desk. And you go, who's this from? Merry Christmas from Maggie. Oh, crap, I forgot Maggie. Right, I'll go and get an extra one. So what you do, you leave them in your drawer, right?
And then you just reply to the ones you get.
Yeah. And that's all you do, and it's just pointless. They give you a card, you give them a card back. What's the point? Just say Happy Christmas, save yourself a quid. What?
I've got a better way.
What, you just have no friends?
I didn't send any cards this year.
No.
I just sent texts, Christmas texts.
That's so impersonal.
That's rubbish.
It's very personal.
That's rubbish.
I sent
rubbish.
It directly to that person and said, Happy Christmas. There's no difference.
Yeah, but you can send that same message to everybody. So everyone gets it. It's not personal.
No, it's not.
It's like a mass text
rubbish.
Thing.
Besides, you put Xmas as well. I hate Xmas. Never ever write Xmas.
Why?
Because it's rude. What is it? What is today?
Well, I know it's Christmas.
And why is it... Why, Christmas?
Well,
see?
I know.
It's a religious festival for some.
Yeah, exactly. Not for everyone.
Well, for me, it is. Like, would you write me a birthday card that said, Happy Birthday, Exeter for Moyles?
I say Happy
B-Day. You wouldn't, would you? That would be ridiculous. Happy B-Day!
Yeah,
how lazy! That you can't be asked to write birth! And I never get that. Happy Xmas! Well, you can't be asked to write Christ like that.
Mm.
How lazy are you? You may as well just not bother writing anything at all. Well, send you a card about 1984. What's wrong with you? Anyway, it is Christmas Day. And it's a time for giving and receiving. Calm down, Alan. Just go away. Wes, go home. Right. And so because of that, Coldplay are here to sing you a very special Christmas song.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, I'll have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Check this note out.
Now.
My favourite bit.
Up a bit, lad.
Every year. I think that's lovely. He did that a few years ago for Joe Wiley, I think.
3 years ago, I think that was.
Was it?
Yeah, scary.
In the live lounge. Chris Martin and Coldplay. Well, I think it's just Chris Martin on his own. Don't give them...
Can't really hear much of Coldplay there, can you?
Not giving the drummer much credit for that track. But it's just that at the end, and it's so beautiful. Go and have yourself a merry little Christmas. No! I love it. I really love it. And I know I shouldn't highlight it, but...
But you will.
I will.
It's the season.
And I'm going to play it again. Here we go.
Will.
Go on, Chris. Hit that last note.
And have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
There you go.
Anyone will do. Pick a note, any note.
Merry Christmas, everybody, from all of us here at Radio 1. Here's a Christmas festive classic from Rachel Stevens and Sweet Dreams, my
Laplander.
Ho, ho, ho. My Lapland X, of course, which is the special Christmas edition, Dave.
Ho, ho, ho.
And I love that record, don't you?
I love it enormously.
Right, we're going to do the trail now, advertising something very exciting here on Radio 1. What would you like the out cue words to be?
Radio 1.
Okay, all right, would you like me to say them?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, and then the little advert comes on.
Right, promotional feature.
Promotional item, mm-hmm. Yes, for the radio station. So we'll play Sean Paul and Blue Cantrell next at Radio 1.
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas!
Hi, this is Santa Claus, and you're listening to Chris Miles on Radio 1.
He's not from America.
Thank you, Sam.
What? He's not from America.
Where's he from?
He's from Lapland.
String fellas.
That's lap dancing land.
Peppermint hippo. Sophisticates. for your paws only. I'm just making these up. I don't know if they sound like authentic.
Do you get a group membership for all of these different places?
No, buy one and get three memberships free.
No.
Told you, I'm banned from those kind of places anyway.
What, by the management or by your missus?
Shut up, by my missus, obviously. Anyway, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas,
Merry
everybody.
Christmas. Where's Alad?
He's upstairs.
What's he doing?
He's doing stuff.
Is he rapping?
I don't know.
Yo, Alad here. I'm in the office.
Oh, that's a bad word. Sticking
office
to
is difficult to rhyme with.
Yeah. We'll do presents later, apparently. Just being reminded of this. Rachel, obviously, this is your first Christmas working with us on Christmas Day. You know my Christmas tradition?
No.
Is presents in January.
Is it?
Yeah. It's a family thing that goes back quite a long way.
In other words, you couldn't be bothered.
No, but that's what sets you apart, because everybody tends to give presents traditionally on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I'm different.
You're unique.
Mm.
What?
You're unique.
I'm blooming not, love, if you have a look. Oh, I see what you're saying. Good morning.
Oh.
Remember?
The 5th of January.
There you go. See, we've got it. La-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. So we're here till 8, apparently. I've no idea how they managed to convince us that that was a good idea.
8?
8 o'clock.
Like four-hour
which
show.
Which feels like a lifetime away. So if you're driving home for Christmas quite late, or maybe you're driving to the in-laws or whatever, maybe you're driving away from the in-laws. Maybe you're driving your in-laws mad. It doesn't really matter.
Anything, you might be driving anything.
Yep.
Driving Miss Daisy.
You could be driving a tank. What? You never know.
Driving a race car.
You could be driving down the fairway. It doesn't matter. You might not be driving. You might be in the kitchen.
Cooking.
Maybe you're washing... Cooking, my darling. Maybe you're washing up. Maybe you've already had your lovely Sunday lunch. Maybe you're having it now. Maybe you're just shoving a bit of meat into your gob. Calm down, Alan. Whatever you're doing.
Stuffing.
Where are you?
Green giant.
That's such a clutch.
Green giant.
Shut up. Anyway, so I believe we might be having a surprise guest popping in later.
Are we?
Yes.
Oh, this is a surprise to me, Rachel. You're the producer. Inform us.
It's a surprise.
Exactly. We're going to be reliving some of our great interviews from some of the great guests that we've made famous because of our afternoon show, which is finished now, because we're moving to the Radio and Breakfast show, because we're ace.
What we're going to do is look back at this year's Moyle's Gold, I like to think of it. It's a retrospective look at some of our finest moments.
We're looking backwards and not forwards until we do look forward.
And then we're looking forwards, not backwards,
you see. Travis, Beyonce, Justin Timberlake, a badly drawn boy. We've got Sessions from the Live Lounge from our show, Athlete, Feeder, and Daniel Bedingfield. Daniel Bedingfield, Radio 1! So I'll be really looking forward to that one.
I haven't ever really found a place truly mine.
Oh, bless her. That's Dido Christmas and Life for Rent here on Radio 1.
Christmassy, wasn't it?
Oh, very, yes. But it's very Christmassy here. Yeah. It's Christmas Day, and here we are live on your radio, wherever you are listening. We hope you're having a lovely time. We hope you've had a lovely Christmas dinner. Maybe you're just tucking in now. Maybe you're not having Christmas dinner. Maybe you had a big breakfast or something. What are you laughing at?
You're talking rollocks.
Shut up, Dave. Maybe you're working on this festive day. Well, what else? We'll be with you till 8 o'clock. Stay with us. Why not share your Christmas with ours? Especially if you're having a rubbish one.
Hmm.
We can add to that rubbish. Because ours is rubbish too. Because we're here. Right?
For 4 hours.
4 hours!
Having a laugh.
Telling you, I've never done a 4 hour show in my life. Anyway, and it is Christmas. I love Christmas Day.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, especially when I'm working. You can't beat it.
You know, before when I said I didn't like Christmas, I was only lying, obviously.
No, you were telling the truth.
No, I mean,
on a day like this, where would you rather be? Would you rather be sitting at home, drunk, or would you rather be sitting in this studio, the same studio that we've worked in for 6 years?
It's just that since Santa Claus stopped coming to my house, well, it's not the same, you know, because...
It's rough where you live.
Well, it is. You know, when you live on the 16th floor and the lift's knackered, he can't get up there. In fact...
He can't come down the chimney.
The chimney. He's got to be careful. He might slip down the stairs like he did at your house. And then, for 16 floors...
Joke.
Yeah. Okay, right.
Shut up, anyway. Yeah. Rachel has got a Christmassy game for us to play, which we're going to do later, but she's going to explain it to us all now. So, for you at home, or in the car, wherever you're listening, this is something that might relieve the boredom of Christmas for another 5 minutes. Rachel...
Okay, well, when I was walking around the shops the other day,
yes,
I found the Christmas karaoke crackers.
Way! I think I went out of them.
Some pink and blue ones.
Oh, blue
and basically,
ones.
There's a CD with them, with lots of karaoke Christmas tunes.
Right.
And we have to cut all the numbers up, which I have on the back of the box.
Right.
Put them into a hat.
Yes.
All the hats.
Where did you find the hat?
I haven't got the hat, actually. I just remembered I've got to go upstairs.
Is somebody shaving? Can you hear that hum? What's that noise?
It's that.
Oh, is it? It's like
hang on.
Electric razor.
Hang on, hang on.
Are you not interested?
Hang on, shh, shh. I think it's... Are you having a shave, Rachel?
Yeah, I'm just doing my legs.
Where is that noise coming
it
from?
It sounds like a razor.
Here we go. Here it is.
Is that the CD player?
Yeah.
So you should have got one of them for Christmas.
That's. I'm putting the mic next to Namone's dressing room door. Well, Merry Christmas, love. Whatever that is.
Bit more off the top.
Anyway, right. Start again, please.
Thank you.
So anyway.
Yes. It sounds like a great game.
Back to this game.
Right? I can't wait to play it. I really can't. So we pull a cracker and a number comes out or something.
No. No.
Right. Maybe I haven't got the... Hang on, Liz.
Anyway, there were some numbers on the back of the box that I've got.
Calm down, Namone. Oh. Stop shaving. Right, go on.
Anyway, the long and short of it is...
Yes.
Long and short of it.
Yeah. Go
is
on.
Is that we end up having to do Christmas karaoke.
Christmas karaoke.
Ah, yes. Near
Christmas
genius.
Karaoke. You see? Hilarious. Right, should we play two more records that have nothing to do with Christmas?
Mm.
Right. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's Christmas Day. This is Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles. Jason Nevins. I'm in heaven. Whatever the other one's for that. Chili Peppers or something. Mm. So... sounds like we're on tape and they just dropped us in over the record.
It's not true.
Listen, I'm here, see? Live on Radio 1.
I'll prove that we're here live.
Go on then.
Do you know what day it is today?
Christmas Day.
Yes. Right. Could say that if we weren't really here,
that,
could
right,
we?
That's right. You could have said something like, I don't know, Sunday or something like that, which would be crazy. Right, move on. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. So, Christmas karaoke coming up with our Christmas crackers, karaoke crackers, right?
Is that going to be right at the end of the show?
No, we'll do it all the way through the show. And we have presents for everyone. Well, I don't because I have the January
busy
tradition. I'm not tight. That's rubbish.
You know that?
No, you know my tradition of giving presents out in January.
I got a great present from you last year. I was hoping for the same this
year. Let's not talk about that on the air, shall we? When do I read this thing that you've written for me?
No. Oh, in a bit.
Now?
Oh, if you
now
want. Are we doing it now? Okay.
Right. You know, Dave, when you think of the Chris Moyles show, you think big star guests. And they don't get much bigger than Bella Ember, then
no,
Beyonce.
Doing good so far.
You know, it's certainly been a good year for Beyonce Knowles, with number one records and awards aplenty. I think she'll look back on 2003 as the year she broke the world with more than a little help from us. You know, Dave, it's fair to say that we've been the driving force behind her.
Emergence.
Behind her emergence as a major player in the music world over the last 12 months. So, Rachel, let's look back at some of that invaluable advice that we gave her back in the day. And that first chat which cemented our very special relationship and established us and Beyonce as truly great friends. For the next 5 minutes, we will ask you and say things to you that you've never been asked before.
I'm sure you will.
Yeah, you betcha. Thus, giving you a nice little 5 minute break in your working schedule and putting a smile on your lovely face.
Aww.
Thank you.
Aww.
I know, I'm a big kiss acid.
You are.
I know. So here's...
You are.
I am a kiss acid. Right, so here's a question. Here's a question that we hope you've never been asked before, okay?
Oh, God.
All right, great British phrases. Do you know what a chip butty is?
A chip butty?
A chip butty.
A chip tooth?
A chip butty is a chip sandwich.
Oh, okay.
Well, chips are fries.
So chips are fries, yeah, of course.
Oh, I know what chips are.
So,
okay.
So fries, chips, in between two slices of bread or in a nice bread cake.
Oh,
like a bread
okay.
Bat. All right, good.
A chip butty.
A chip butty. Have you ever ordered 5 pizzas and 5 taxis to turn up at the house opposite where you're staying so you can look out the window and laugh when they turn up?
No, I'm sorry, I haven't.
Okay, right, well, there you go. See, this is something else you can take back home with you.
You have to ask,
you're right.
Okay, all right. Let's go to phrases again. How about this? Fancy a kip?
Do you like a cat?
a kip is like sleep.
A little sleep.
A nap. A nap.
Oh, can you have a nap?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you like that?
I like that.
Yeah, you see? Oh, we are rolling here. This is easy.
Fancy a kip.
Fancy. You don't have to say it in a kind of northern accent like I do, but, you know, it helps, I suppose. All right, here's another question. Have you ever put your own name into an internet search engine?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I haven't.
I bet you have.
No, I haven't.
Really?
I've never really been on the internet besides doing chats with the fans.
Oh, okay. You be careful. If you do go on the internet, be careful. There's a lot of mucky stuff on there.
Mucky.
There's a lot.
Okay.
Have you ever won a goldfish in a bag at a fun fair?
No, I don't think I have.
Do you do the goldfish in bags at fun fairs?
No.
Why are you laughing?
Because you're silly.
Thank you.
It's been said before.
Yeah. But you know, you're right. So, you know, a fun fair is... You have fun fairs in the States, right?
No. I know what you mean.
Oh, okay, all right.
I think that... I don't know. Those things don't survive too long.
No. Well, what you do is you might take them home straight away and you can... And then put them in a nice big bowl. And they can do all right.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here's another one. Fancy a ruby. This is a good one. You can use this.
You want a ring.
No. Now, this is where it gets kind of interesting, because in London, they have the Cockney rhyming slang.
Oh, so, I know about that from Austin Powers.
So, yeah, so Ruby is Ruby Murray, which rhymes with curry.
Okay.
Maybe not so impressed with that one, then. I thought that was a great one. I like that question.
Okay.
So you go for it. You do you eat Indian food?
Yeah, okay. I like curry.
So what you do, because so in the UK, like tonight, if you have an evening off, you have a couple of hours and you want to go and eat in the West End of London, you turn around to your people and you say, I fancy a ruby.
Okay.
Finally, do you have any questions that you'd like to ask me?
Tell me one more slang.
Okay.
A good one.
Oh, we've got loads.
Not like fancy a ruby. I don't like that one.
Okay. If you think something's really cool, really good, you can say it's a right Bobby Dazzler.
A right Bobby Dazzler.
Yeah. That's great.
And why is that?
There's a very kind of, there's a legendary television presenter in England called David Dickinson, and he's into antiques and stuff, and he's an antiques dealer, and if he thinks something is a really good buy at an auction, he'll say, it's a right Bobby Dazzler.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
No worries, love, there. Nice one.
No worries.
And you can also say, all right, love. That's a good one.
All right, love.
There you go. That's perfect. You sound like you were growing up on the street around the corner from me.
All right.
Nice one, Beyonce. Have a lovely time in the UK and a safe trip back.
Thank you.
Beyonce Knowles, everybody. Our mate Beyonce, Crazy in Love from Radio 1. Right, going to do a quick promotional item, and then we're back with a Christmas classic from E17.
Wow.
Do you like that?
Is it going to be Stay?
What?
Is it going to be...
You ruined my out cue almost.
Sorry.
Is it going to be...
Stay.
Another Day?
Yeah.
As opposed to the other E17 Christmas classic?
Steam.
Outside it's rainy, but inside it's wet.
Yeah.
Maybe that one? Deep Down?
Yeah, that's my favourite one.
Calm down, Alan! Anyway, a classic E17 song. Shut up, Dave. Next at Radio 1. Dave, it's almost 5 o'clock, which means we've only got just over 3 hours left on the air. Are there any pubs open on Christmas Day night?
Not around here, are there?
Fine. Party at Dave's house. Hooray! You fancy that tonight?
I've got some beers in the fridge, actually.
Have you? What have you got?
Carling.
That'll do me. Rachel, have you got any booze of yours?
Oh, yes.
Emma's got some white wine, actually, you can have.
That's great, yeah.
I've got Aftershock.
Have you?
Party for one.
Alan, have you got any booze in? Peeby Sham, right, round today's is it's Christmas Day. Hello, happy Christmas, everybody.
Bangor Nights. Game of Christmas mood.
Yeah. Christmas classic. Bangor Christmas Nights. Seriously, just put some cream on it, Alex, right? Wrap it in a little bandage, you'll be fine.
Fantastic.
That's Bangor Night, Bangor Christmas Nights, of course, on Radio 1. It's just after 5 o'clock. Hey! 3 hours left, Dave.
3 hours.
How are we going to fill the time, Rachel?
Got a bit karaoke.
You want to karaoke?
For 3 hours?
Oh, well, why are you asking me
that? We get to unwrap all the prisons.
You're the producer, that's why we're asking you. You're in charge of this half-ass broadcast.
No, hey, Rachel, we're not laughing at you.
You
we're laughing with you. Near to you.
Just because it's Christmas Day doesn't mean you have to be nice to me.
Well, we're not going to. Okay. So listen up, you brummy...
I'm not from Birmingham.
Well, Kidderminster, West Midlands, Black Country, whatever it is.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Cyber Zassouls.
Cyber's the what?
Cyber's the shoes.
Cyber's the shoes. Look at her face. It's Christmas Day, we don't have to be nice to you. Your words, not ours.
Well, I was kind of doing it as a negative turned into a positive kind of thing.
Are you drunk right now?
I wish I was.
Would you like to be? We've got loads of booze upstairs.
I'll go and have a sherry.
I thought you were going to say you could have a shave.
That's my moan.
Oh, dear.
If you just tuned in, by the way, that was a joke from before and isn't in any way a sort of a bad thing that we're saying about our colleagues. Happy birthday. Oh, not happy birthday. Oh, bloody hell. Merry Christmas, Limone, if you're listening.
You're doing well, mate. You're doing really well. You really just swore on Christmas Day.
Wasn't a swear.
Yeah, going to hell. Dave. You're going to hell. I don't know where the echo came from, but still. Right. Now, still to come, where we're going to hear more of our interviews with people like Justin Timberlake and Travis and Baddie Dawn Boy and live track from feeder athlete Daniel Bedingfield. And you'll hear Damon from Badly Drawn, who is Damon, Badly Drawn
Damon
Boy,
Goff,
talking and then singing in about 10-15 minutes. You ready?
Go.
Radio 1.
It's Christmas Day. I hope you're enjoying the show. We're not, but we're getting paid.
No. 3 hours left. It's going quick, isn't it?
3 hours to go. Hey, we could drive from London to Leeds in that time.
It's time I see. It's pretty fine.
You know, this time of year... Oh, that was nicely edited. Mm. And this time of year, you know, you really should pay a thought for those people who...
Spare a thought.
What?
Pay a thought.
Shut up. You know, you really should spare a thought for those unfortunate people on Christmas Day who received a busted album for Christmas. If you have received one of those and you are one of those people, don't worry, help is at hand because you can always throw it away. All right?
Wise words.
Thank you. I'm here to help on Christmas Day. You know, Dave, April the 11th, 2003 is a date which will certainly be embedded on the brain of a certain Damon Goff, or Badly Drawn Boy, to use his stage name. It was on this day that he got his big break, appearing for the first time as a guest on this show. So confident were we of his musical potential and star quality that we invited him to bring his guitar with him and play a couple of tunes live on air in our world-famous live lounge stroke phone answering and fax room.
Next door.
He was simply great, Dave. And it was this legendary meeting with us that catapulted him from tea cozy wearing busker to the musical phenomenon he is today. We look back fondly on the substantial influence we've had on his career and remember that Halcyon Day...
Halcyon, I think it's pronounced.
When we also unearthed his gift for art and asked Dave... Oh, balls.
As Dave asked him to draw a horse.
You know, Dave, I remember it now. I really do. That day he came in. Oh, I remember it so well. Right, questions then. In interview way.
Yeah.
For the All Possibilities video, you were filmed busking outside Waterloo Station in London. How much did you make?
Well, the reported stuff that, amazingly, there was loads of press generated from this, because we kept it quiet and just did it for real, like me busking on the street, and the press reported it was £1.60. But that was in the, kind of like the first hour. Bussed for about 12 hours, 7 a.m. to like about 8 at night, so that's 13 hours in actual fact, and
That kind of continued throughout the day. I made about £13.74.
Oh, well done. That's very good.
So any real buskers out there, don't busk outside Waterloo. It's pitiful, really. It's below minimum wage, that, isn't it? It's the first time I've done it as well. Never done it for real. I mean, so I kind of don't envy people that do that for real, because it was tough. It was enjoyable.
Mm. Dave's next question is, so if it all went wrong, would you fall back on street performing?
Well, I think the answer there lies in the previous one. It won't pay the bills, will it?
You're supposed to listen to what he said then. That was...
What's the Joe Wiley style of interview?
Yeah, I know, but you're not supposed to follow the question.
I just read my questions in a row.
No, you're supposed...
The next one's where do you get your name from?
No, because one of those things whereby if he says that answer, then you skip to question 8.
So you ask him any questions, smart ass.
I've written them all for you, haven't I?
No, you ask him one then.
Hey?
Go on, smart ass.
All right, I'll ask him a question.
Call him Mr. Drum Boy.
I'm not.
Say Mr. Drum Boy, and then you ask.
Mr.
Question.
Drum Boy.
Right. Yes, Dave.
How good are you at drawing?
Oh dear, that's a taxing one. It's a.
And if so, can you draw a horse? Because I always think they're the hardest things to draw.
Why do you ask him to draw a boy?
Well, no, because horses.
Have you been asked in an interview before to draw a boy?
Yeah.
Right. Have you been asked before to draw a horse?
No.
Right, there you go. First, smart ass. Right,
badly drawn horse.
There you go, there's your pad.
I'll do it.
Alright,
okay. There you go. Because I always find horses really difficult. You think they'd be easy, don't you, but you can't.
Thing is, at school, you start with the arch of the back there, look.
Yeah.
And go around the back side.
Yeah.
Kind of get a leg.
Yeah. Where's the tail?
Kind of, that comes later. It's kind of sprouts out of that.
Yeah.
This is a replica of the horse that won the national.
Alright.
That Claire actually put a bet
on. What, ad hoc?
Did she?
She won £100 on the... No, ad hoc didn't win this year.
It did, didn't it?
That one fell at the chair the second time around. Okay. Ad hoc, yeah.
My mistake, apologies.
I backed Supreme Glory and came in second.
God bless you.
He's now drawing the belly. I'll sort of commentate if you like.
I'm kind of put the...
Shall we talk? Can you talk and draw?
Yeah, I mean, right. Answer to the question, in reality, art was my best subject at school, which won't be reflected in this quick story. I was art and design were my two best subjects. I actually got my teacher in school gave me the only A he ever given anyone, he said.
Ooh.
I got an A because I drew this pencil drawing of a can opener, if I remember rightly, and the guy looked at me, looked back at the drawing, he said, I've got to give that an A.
And you repaid the favour by dropping out and going into music.
Yeah.
That's very good. I have to say, horses are particularly difficult to draw.
Let's have a look. Let me have a look. That is very good.
I mean, it's a sign of a proper artist, I think, someone who can draw a horse.
Yes.
Is that the saddle?
It is, yeah.
What, as opposed to what? The hatch? Can you sign that and then that'll be worth a lot? Well, that'll be on eBay by 6.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, we'll give it away.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
It's original artwork from Badly Drawn Boy's own...
fixed price on it, £13.74.
Okay, there you go.
Which is what I earned on the day of the busking.
Yeah, I was listening. So that was lovely Damon Goff, Badly Drawn Boy, on the show on April the 11th, 2003.
Glorious day.
Which it could be my mum's birthday.
But it's not.
I don't know. I always forget. I know it's April. So anyway.
You don't know when your mum's birthday is?
Eh? Well, I wasn't around when she was born, was I? Pillock.
You've had 30 years to get used to it.
23 years, smart ass. My hair is only grey under these lights.
I thought you weren't starting this showbiz age thing until the breakfast show.
Shut your face.
For the new year.
So I'm 23.
Right,
I'll be 24 at my next birthday.
Does that make me 23 also?
No, it makes you 40 now. Smart ass. Anyway, so then Damon went into the live lounge and did a little song for us. And normally, it's quite a seamless thing, because Dave and I are professionals.
Mm.
And we go, blah, 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 Damon Goff is here, Badly Drawn Boy is in the live lounge. You're going to do a song for us, aren't you? What's it called?
It's called All Possibilities, Chris.
Right, in the live lounge, here is Badly Drawn Boy. But it wasn't as smooth as that, was it?
It was a bit more organic, I think, that day.
Mainly because of you.
Why?
Screwing things up.
I never screwed anything up.
Well, the listeners can judge for themselves. This is the actual live performance from Badly Drawn Boy on the show last April. The sound of Mr. Badly Drawn Boy sound checking. Oh, now you see.
Priceless.
Thank you very much.
Tuneless.
Well, me or him?
No, you, obviously. What an introduction.
That was set the guest before it's even performed. Ladies and gentlemen, tuneless. That'd be great. I'm Badly Drawn Boy. Good night. I'm not coming back. It's just like a bank holiday. Are you ready, sir?
What do you think to this tuning, Chris?
Go on.
Your expert opinion.
All right. working?
Sort of, there, innit?
Do you want a few more minutes to get ready? Are you right?
It's just struggling, but I don't mind. It's the spirit of radio.
It's the spirit of radio. Hey, do you know what?
That song by Rush.
It's raw, and we love it.
We'll get away with it.
Right, here we go then. Right, strap yourselves in. This is Bad Drone Boy in the Radio and Live Lounge. All possibilities. Pink and Trouble at Radio 1. It's Christmas Day. Hooray! I hear you say, but we are at work. We're birds. We don't want to be here.
Christmas wrapping, you see.
That's right.
Ho, right. Ho, ho.
Do you want to do presents now, or Christmas cracker-okey, or both?
Crackers.
Crackers.
Okay. Bonkers. Oh. Right, Rachel bought these last week or something.
Mm-hmm. These expensive ones?
Of course not. She bought them.
Not even answering.
Can I have a blue one, please?
Council estate crackers, do you think? I'll have pink one.
That's green, actually.
It's not, it's blue.
It's green.
Well, it's turquoise.
Thank you. Hello. Right, and so...
Pink coloured.
So what happens when you put us inside them? The normal Christmas paraphernalia.
I don't know. Oh. Oh, we see I've cut the back off to get the instructions.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Who's
going to pull mine?
I will.
Alad? Right, you... Rachel.
Who wants to pull yours?
Rachel,
first?
You pull Dave's. Okay.
You ready?
Go on.
Oh, hang on.
Okay.
Go.
Oh.
That's a loud
bang. I never get it.
I never get it.
Chris.
What?
I'll pull yours.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, then. Come on, then.
Pink hat.
No,
Mr. Blobby.
You ready?
Bang.
I want... Huh? Well, story of your life, love.
Hey, do you know what I've got?
I'll let you have it. Go on.
Mine.
What's that?
It is a harmonica.
Oh, that's
or,
beautiful.
As we say in this country,
two,
mouth
three,
organ.
Two,
oh, that was a bang. That's lovely. Right, have you got hats and stuff?
Mine.
Come on, quick. What's a Christmas whistle? Why do you have a whistle at Christmas?
I think it's meant to be some kind of musical thing.
Right, and I'm going to pull my own on my own. Oh. I'm going to pull my own on this festive day.
What have you got?
Eh?
What have you got?
I bet it's some kind of whistle thing. I bet you pound to a penny.
It's blow-based sort of instrument fun, isn't it?
Oh, here we go, look. That's not bad. Right, who gets to sing the song, Rachel?
Well, basically...
Yeah.
I think you should go first.
Really?
Yes.
I can't be late for the news, though, because the news people get upset.
Well, maybe we should do the draw now.
Right.
As to what song it is, and then you can sing it after the news.
Okay, choose a number for me, then.
Yeah, I'll just pick one.
Okay, all right. I'm going to pick this one.
Eight.
Number eight.
That is I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day.
Oh, cracky. So I get to sing that?
Yep.
Life will never be the same again. By the way, my little thing I got out of the cracker, I've also got a blue hat to wear.
Have you got jokes as well, then?
Yeah, I have.
No?
I've got a joke.
In the hat.
Do you want my joke?
In the hat. Okay.
Shall I go?
Yeah, what's your joke?
Okay.
Why, everyone?
What did the bull say to the cow?
All right, mate.
When I fall in love, it will be for a heifer.
Can I do mine?
No, hang on.
Oh, no. I've got another one.
No, we're going to move on. Sorry, Dave.
How do dinosaurs pass their exams?
Don't know.
With extinction. Oh. See what they're doing.
Christmas Day on Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles. No more jokes. We'll play Girls Aloud instead. What a great present. Dave, yours not working.
It's me.
Brilliant. Yeah. Alan is now biting his nails. He's so bored. Man, it could be a lot worse. Stop it, Dave. What are you laughing at, Rachel?
It looks so funny because it's a big blue pair of lips.
Well, good morning.
It's cold in here.
Girls Aloud, Jump For My Love.
One.
Coming up, we're going to play Holly Valance. We have Muse. We've got a live track from earlier on in the year from Athlete when they came and see us in the Live Lounge. Kylie Minogue and Black Eyed Peas coming up after news. It's just gone 5:30.
Another chance to make contact with Mars.
Radio 1.
News beat.
Scientists are still trying to make contact with the Beagle 2 probe, which was supposed to land on Mars in the early hours of this morning. It didn't send back an OK signal. They have to wait until after 10 tonight to try again. The probe is supposed to be looking for life. A man's been arrested over the deaths of a woman and her two young children. children near Wolverhampton. The bodies were found at a house in Willenhall. The Pakistani president, General Musharraf, has appeared on TV blaming terrorists and extremists for an assassination attempt earlier today. Suicide bombers detonated two bombs as his car was passing.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
For the first time, the Queen made her Christmas broadcast entirely out and about. It was filmed on a visit to the Household Cavalry Barracks in Windsor.
The men and women of the services continue to face serious risks and dangers as they carry out their duties. They have done this brilliantly.
And the British troops in southern Iraq at the moment managed to have a traditional Christmas despite round-the-clock patrols. They had a lunch of roast turkey and then watched the Queen's tribute to them. Radio 1 Newsbeat, more from us at 7.30.
Right, it's Christmas Day, in case you haven't realised. Maybe you got drunk last night, you're only just waking up. That's my kind of Christmas. You've already missed loads of stuff.
Loads of great stuff.
The Queen's speech earlier. I'm a big fan of Allard, and it was lovely to hear him talking. What?
Not funny.
It is.
Ho, ho, ho.
You're enjoying playing without any mouth, aren't you? Right, lovely. Right, so before that, the news, we chose a number. I have to sing a song. It's Christmas Carol-oke, even though they're not carols, right?
They're sort of carols.
Yeah. And I get to sing it, I wish it could be Christmas every day. And then you have to rate me out of 10, is that right?
Yes.
And then we see who the winner is. Can I have some echo, please? Hello?
How's that?
Hello? 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 Right, I'm happy with that. Slash church effect. Amen. There you go.
Amen, not amen.
Amen. Well, okay. Right, I'd like to dedicate this Christmas song to everybody listening.
Go.
Are you ready, children?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
When the snowman brings the snow, well, he just might like to know. Thank you. He's put a great big smile on somebody's face. Woo! If you jump into your bed, quickly cover up your head. Don't you lock the doors? You know the sweet Santa Claus is on the way. Well, I wish it Christmas every day. Woo! When the kids start singing and the band begins to play. Go! Oh. I wish it could be Christmas every day. Let the bells ring out for Christmas. Thank you very much.
Yay!
Right, points then for all that. Dave.
Out of 10?
Yes.
6.
Well, oh, thank you very much. That's very nice. Whew, I feel I've just had a heart attack. Rachel?
I think 7.
Oh, God bless you.
I like your style, yes.
That's 13. Out of 10?
I'm going to take one away for the colour of the face, because that was quite scary. That always scares me. So, 7.
7, giving a grand total of 20.
That's right.
6 plus 7 plus 7, 20.
I did the other way. I did 7 plus 7 is 14, plus 6 is 20.
Well, okay, all right. So that's 20 out of a possible 30.
Not bad.
I'm very, very pleased with that. Thank you very much. Right, should we choose? Someone else has to choose a song.
Rachel.
Who would like to do that?
Alex.
Rachel.
You get to.
Rachel, will be funny. Come on, there,
Rachel. Oh. Well, have
take
I got to go?
Out of me.
Go on, dig deep.
Can I choose which one I want?
Dig deep, sweetheart. Just hurry up.
I want number 30. No.
No, you can't look.
I'll have that one.
What was what number is
that? Oh, no, I don't want that
one. No, what number is it?
10. 10. No, because I... Oh, hurry up.
What number is 10? Let's have a look.
Lonely This Christmas.
Lonely This Christmas. Do you know how that goes?
That's why I don't want it.
Right, choose another one then.
It's a bit low for you, that, anyway, isn't it?
Well, no, don't look. Just take one.
Oh, I don't want that one.
Just take one out, Rachel.
7.
7 is Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Yeah.
That'll suit you.
Right, okay, so next on Radio 1, Rachel will sing Rocking Around the Christmas Tree in a miserable Kidderminster accent. Bah humbug. Bah humbug.
Rocking around.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Mistletoe hung where you can say every couple tried to stop.
We love you, really. Happy Christmas,
happy
Rachel.
Happy Christmas to you. Go on. Merry Christmas. Right, okay, so Rachel sings next on a little Christmas Day special after we go back in time. To the last year, 2003. Athlete came into the show, we had a little chat with them, and they played live, and they did an excellent song. Do you know what they did?
They did several things, but which have you selected for us today?
It's almost Nanny G catchphrase in the name of an Irish band.
Ah! I'm with you.
Right.
West Side.
All energetic people lay us...
You know, every Christmas makes me think of Muse and Hysteria. It's a seriously, it's a Christmas classic.
Mm. Oh, hang on.
Ho, ho, ho.
Green child.
Right, Rachel, you ain't getting away with it. It's time for your Christmas song. Are you ready?
No.
Would you like some echo?
Yes.
At the noddy holder of Radio 1.
Shut up.
Go! Before we start, actually, before we start.
Right, if you do that again, I'm not doing it.
Look, before you start, because, right, you've really got to, because I gave it some, right, no messing about, I gave it, didn't I, Al?
You did.
Right, and you got 20 points to beat, okay?
Gusto, right. Rachel, right. Not Bisto.
2, 3, 4.
I might stand up.
Do you want to stand up? Okay, stand up then, stand up.
Because it's good for your diaphragm.
Exactly, that's what I was thinking.
Hey, none of that, mucky boy. Right, you ready? Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
You're going to stop it again, aren't you?
Now listen.
You weren't ready then, were you?
You weren't ready. What? You've got to be more professional, right? 2, 3, 4.
Stay over there. And keep your hands away.
Okay. Rocking around the Christmas tree and the Christmas tree.
I can't do it now. Thank you. Everyone's... I can't... So you put me off.
Come on.
Laughing.
Keep going. I'm not laughing.
Rocking around the Christmas tree and the Christmas... Oh.
Come on. Keep going.
Later.
Have some.
Pumpkin. Do some caroling.
Pick it up.
You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear
all together now.
Voices singing, let's be jolly. Deck the halls with bells of holly.
I can't keep going.
I can't do it.
Come on.
Come on, bar humbug.
You put me off, guys. Come on. Me your
come on.
Stomach.
Come on.
No, that's it.
Song
that was absolutely pathetic.
Well, when you start flashing me your stomach, now I'm going to have to go into therapy.
Points, Dave, for that appalling rendition.
2.
I think that's very generous. I'll also give you a 2 because I'm not doing the 1 gag. Allard?
2.
2, which
and
I mean,
no comments.
Out of 30, 6.
Pitiful.
Absolutely appalling.
I didn't flash my stomach at you.
There's not enough room. Now listen, I tell you, that was...
I think that song was beyond you, Rachel.
I thought it was awful.
Because you made me laugh, that's
why. Allard, choose a number from the karaoke CD, right? Have a look.
There's and then the list.
3.
3? What is number 3? Have a little look at the booklet.
Stop the Cavalry.
Stop the Cavalry.
Is that a Christmas song?
Do you know how it goes?
No.
Right, choosing, do you know number 2? Take your time, it's Christmas Day only lasts
24
hours.
I think you should do number 5.
What's that?
5.
Saviour's
Day.
Do you know how it goes? Right, away you go then, big boy.
Well, now?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, well, I thought we'd rehearse, I don't know. Chris...
What number is this? Is it?
Go!
Now we have been through the harvest.
Go on.
Winter has... I don't know the words.
The words are in front
of
you!
I mean the music. Dave, help.
Come on, pick it up.
on a Saviour's Day.
Oh, Jesus.
What the hell? What actually happened there?
I thought
that was absolutely appalling.
I thought I was supposed to say yes, then I'd listen to it while the next song was on, then I'd go, oh, this is how it goes.
The pair of you just made an absolute... People are now switching off, right? Tune into Virgin. That was so bad.
No.
Well, maybe not that bad, you're right. But still...
Jingle Bells. Can I have Jingle Bells?
What number is Jingle Bells?
What number
is
that?
What, I don't know. You've got the book.
16.
16. Good God. Alan goes, I don't know the words. He's got the words in front of him. Two, three, four.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Good God.
Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh. Hey.
keep going.
On a one-horse open sleigh.
Off you go.
Dashing through the snow on a horse open sleigh.
Alan, let me just stop you. I'm starting to get the feeling you have no idea of the tune to Jingle Bells.
I need the first note.
You had an entire backing track and you still...
Dashing through the snow on one horse's on the sleigh.
Awful. Absolutely appalling. Votes. One.
Two.
One.
Yeah, there you go. Around. 4 out of 30.
Pathetic.
Yeah. There's no room for you at the inn. Every last second there of the Christmas classic Electric Six and Danger, High Voltage at Christmas. Right, guess what, everyone? You just switched on. It's Chris Moyles here, Comedy Dave.
Hello, Merry
Rachel,
Christmas.
Hello, Merry Christmas.
And Alan.
Hello.
We're here on Christmas Day.
Hey! Oh, hang on.
Oh,
that's mine. It's very annoying now. We should stop it, right? Right, who would like a Christmas present?
Me.
I have gone to vast expense for you three people who I've worked with through the year. Well, Rachel, last couple of months. And I really have put a lot of thought and effort into your Christmas presents this year. Dave, would you like yours first?
If you like to give it me first, then I would oblige.
Okay. The wrapping is very individual. I don't believe in buying that Christmas muck from the shops.
It's commercialised, isn't it?
So there you go, Dave. That's yours.
Ah, beautiful. Festive toilet tissue.
Well, yes. It's just general white, cheap toilet tissue from the toilets of the BBC.
Soft, strong, and indeed very long.
All right, open it up. What do you think it is?
Well, it's like a book, or it could be a DVD.
That's right, a DVD. Well, I'm not saying it.
It is a DVD.
Yes.
And I believe it's a film starring Luke Wilson, Will Ferrell.
Yes. And he's currently in an Elf movie at the moment, so he's a big movie star.
I tell you what a liner, what a cast. Let's just go through this again, shall we? Luke Wilson.
You're brilliant.
Will Ferrell.
In Elf.
And Vince Vaughn.
The star of the Godfather movies, of course.
That's a nice present.
The film is, of course, Old School Unseen.
That's right.
Which looks like yet another low-budget version of some of those American high school dramas.
No. I don't want you to think that was just lying around upstairs for ages.
It's a 15, contains strong language and scenes of an adult nature.
Merry Christmas.
Right, thank you.
Alan.
Yay.
Alan, that's yours.
Thank you very much.
I thought you'd really like that.
Oh, thanks.
You can keep the toilet roll if you want.
Thank you.
It's like a double Christmas.
I'm sure you'll find a use for it.
Yes, and I do sob a lot. Hang on then. Here we go. Oh, I'm feeling this. Oh, yes. I think it's a calendar.
Oh, yes.
Is it Will Young?
Think again.
No. Nice. Official Caprice calendar.
Yeah. And I've had the certain months laminated for you, if you're anything like myself.
Which month is your favourite, then?
Let me have a look again. Right, let me have a look.
Come on, we need an answer off you.
Huh?
Pick a month, any month.
Any month.
Oh,
what? I think that one there.
Oh, I've got my
And even though she's a pain in the ass, she does have a great rack on her.
Do you not do that thing whereby when you get a calendar, you go and see what the picture is on your month day?
Month,
yeah,
birth.
Birthday, yeah.
Yeah, birth month.
Yeah, February, she looks quite hot. Don't open it now.
Can I have a look at April, please?
No, just leave it.
Like Phoebe from Friends there.
Right, anyway, just leave it, Dave, leave it. Because, you know, let him open it.
It's my present, Dave.
Yeah, exactly.
Dave,
stop it, not here.
I'm getting confused.
Right, finally, Rachel, obviously you have a Christmas present. I ran out of toilet roll, right?
Yes, mine.
No, thanks.
This is yours here.
Oh, look.
Right.
Oh. Do you know what? It's really funny.
Yes.
I had one of these under my desk.
No way.
Very early.
A bargain hunt game.
Bargain hunt board game.
Yeah.
BBC Bargain Hunt the game.
That just shows how popular that is.
Read from the back of the box, Rachel. I thought of you when I read it.
What, this bit?
Yeah, go on, yeah.
Hunt for bargains from the antiques fair and sell them at auction.
Yeah.
But beware, they might not turn out to be the bargains that you expected.
You see, a bit like your life. You see, you hunt for bargains, but some are a bit of duffers. You know what I mean? Others, cheap as chips.
Others, Bobby Dazzlers.
That's right. You see, what do you think?
Thank you.
Pleasure. Merry Christmas, Rachel, Alan, Dave.
Thanks.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll give you our presents in a bit.
I can hardly wait for the tangerine and lump of coal. Right, okay, so, do I have a read?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, right.
There you go. Serious.
You know, Alad, the great thing about being such a big and influential show is that sometimes we can just decide to travel out of London and broadcast from somewhere completely different. And that's exactly what we did in May of this year, when we packed our bags and did the show live from Sheffield. And you know, Rachel, when we got there, we were told that Justin Timberlake was in town doing some gig. So being the warm and friendly guys that we are, we invited him to pop in and meet us.
Hmm.
You know, Dave, he was so pleased to see how we do the show firsthand that he gave us tickets to see him perform that night at the Sheffield Arena. I think he really enjoyed himself that afternoon and probably regrets it.
Probably regrets it.
Anyway, regards it as a day he'll never forget. Hmm. So, this is what happened when Justin Timberlake met us. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Are you nervous yet about tonight?
I'm officially nervous right now.
Okay, all right then.
Okay.
Also, what I wanted to do is, you know, because I want to make this fun, because you're going to have a big night tonight.
Okay.
So I wanted this to be not your average interview. I wanted to try and do something, you know, creative and different.
Okay.
So bring on the strippers. No, I'm only joking. So what I've done is, I've tried to come up with some questions that you might not have been asked before.
Okay.
Just to make it a bit more
fun. Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
What do you prefer, dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Do you have any dogs?
I like dumb, loyal animals for pets.
Dave, he's available for the rest of the tour. He's very... And cheap. Yeah. Have you ever
cheap,
worn...
Cheap, just not easy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
Have you ever worn a bra?
Not a bra, no.
No.
Can't honestly say I've worn a bra.
Thong?
Possibly.
Okay.
That was when I was robbing cars and it was an experimental thing.
Yeah. I wore the bra, you wore
yeah.
the thong.
I've been taught by my therapist not to talk about it because it brings up bad memories.
What was the last album you bought?
You know, I left my Rush of Blood CD at home by accident, so I just went to the store and picked up another one.
Good lad.
Yeah.
See, yeah.
The best band of my generation.
Coldplay.
Yes.
You liking them?
Loving them.
Has anybody ever mistaken you for another famous person?
Yes. Ryan Phillippe.
Hello?
This is, he's an actor, no?
Oh, no. Well, I don't know. I'm
Reese Witherspoon?
Heard of him.
That's a...
That's a girl?
Yeah.
I've heard of her too.
All right.
I just want to love you, baby. You know, we're throwing it all in.
Other than
don't
that,
think that we're small-time and amateurish.
No, we're other the biggest thing on the radio in the UK.
Yeah, other than that, just Will.
Okay, all right then.
Somebody mistook me for Will.
Do you like cheese?
Do I like cheese?
Yeah.
Actual cheese that you eat?
Yeah.
Is that like a trick question?
No, not at all. It's
I love cheese.
Listen, have you ever been asked that before?
No, I haven't.
Well, there you go. You see?
That's why I thought you were like on.
No. Do you like? Yeah. They just.
I like cheese.
I wouldn't con you. I wouldn't mess with you.
Hmm.
You can trust me.
With the echo.
Trust
you
me.
Can trust me.
Trust me, young
precious.
I see dead people.
Anyway, and finally, would you like to go to a pub for a pint with me sometime while you're here?
Sure.
I'll buy.
You'll buy.
Yeah.
to pay me back for the bucket of chicken.
Exactly. So that's, yeah. that's a bucket of beer.
That's how you get rich. You know, I'm going to hold you to that.
Okay, that's all right. All right. Well, I think we've pretty much done everything.
Yeah, everything covered?
And by the way, can I just say, we never write questions. We never prepare for interviews, but we did today.
Those are good. I like those questions.
I wrote them all myself. And some of the audience wanted some questions on us. That's one from the audience and then let him go.
Okay.
I know you're dying to hang out with me all night, but you've got a gig.
Okay.
Matt says, are you going for dinner with Posh and Bex, which is David Beckham and Victoria Beckham?
I did, actually.
I did. That. I heard that.
Rumor. Yes.
You didn't bring me, did you?
This country word travels faster than, like, electricity.
Oh, seriously. If you fart in Glasgow, you can smell it in London within 5 seconds.
Yeah.
But it's small.
An interesting analogy, Chris.
It was the first one that came to my
I could have done
head.
Without that.
Well, I'm sorry.
But that's all right.
Say it for the mind.
Yeah. Yes, I did. They're a lovely couple.
Okay.
They're constantly groping each other. Can I say that?
Yeah, groping is good.
Yeah. Well, Dave and I...
They look very much in love.
Dave and I are very similar to Posh and Bex. We're the Posh and Bex of radio, so if you want to take us out for dinner, I'll take you for the pints, and then you can get the curry.
Actually, Bex paid, so...
Really?
Well, he's loaded.
Yeah, he's got loads. Yeah, no, seriously, like, he gets like £1,000 a week or something.
He's got a magic foot.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. What, like, he carries around? Oh, I see, his feet. Oh, right,
whatever.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Listen, good luck with it. I'm sure it's gonna go great. You're going to have such a good time in the UK.
It was a pleasure conversing with you.
Well, I say, lovely to meet you.
Listen, please do it. Please sing for me one more time.
I just want to love you, baby. Girl.
Thank you, Ray. I'll go on stage. Thank you, Chris.
This is Justin Timberlake, and when I'm in the UK, I like to tune in to the Chris Moyle Show with Comedy Dave. They're so funny, they make me spit. When I'm driving around in America in my truck, I have tapes of the show, and I like to listen to them and pretend that I'm driving through Leicestershire. So, next time I'm in the UK, I'll be popping in to see those crazy fools. Hee-haw! You know what I'm saying? Justin, out of here. Little jingle from Justin that he did for the show.
Because he's from the deep south of America, Rachel. Do you know that? That's why he speaks like that.
I thought so.
We used to nick cars together in Leeds, though, when he was a lad.
Well, yeah, but he split his childhood between Memphis and Leeds, obviously.
Right, Dave, choose a number. It's time for you to sing a song. Oh,
yeah, okay. Yeah.
Hang on.
Where are the numbers?
Yeah.
Here we go. He's choosing a number now.
18.
Oh, Silent Night.
Oh, lovely.
Is that a good one?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Depends. Okay, you ready?
See if it's in my key.
You're 20 out of 30 to beat on the voting.
Okay.
And as Alad and Rachel were crap, you should be at least second. Ready?
Take it away. Now, where's the words, Rachel?
Oh.
Give us the words.
The lyrics of Silent Night.
Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm.
Beautiful.
All is bright round yon virgin mother and child. So tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
Thank you, please. Marks for Dave. Alan.
8.
8, you little kiss ass. Rachel.
I think 9.
9?
Yeah, because he's got a cold as well.
2. 2 from me.
Well, hang on.
2 from me.
That's vote
9.
That's vote
11. 12, 13.
That's vote
19 out of...
Oh, so close.
Which means that I win by a point. Hey! I am the Christmas karaoke king right here on your favourite Christmas station. This is Radio 1.
Christmas comedy on BBC TV. This year, the whole family are coming over.
Madrid's Royal Palace has 2,800 bedrooms.
Can you imagine living somewhere that big?
Yeah.
Posh and Beck's Big Impression. Christmas night at 10:35 on BBC One.
This year, the whole family are coming over.
Christmas comedy on the BBC.
All right, this is Robbie Williams. And when I'm in the UK, I listen to Chris and Dave on Radio 1 because they're great. And here's one of my records.
Loose lips like ships.
That was really him, that was.
I'm getting so crazy.
What was that?
Dave, what?
But at the end...
You're so unprofessional,
no,
man.
No, I'm not unprofessional.
Remember...
The 5th of January.
We are going to be hosting the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
My only problem is, at the end of there, what's with the little whistly bit like someone's boiling a kettle?
You've got the album, haven't you? Escapola Loci.
Yeah.
And it's on there.
Is
it's
it?
Just a little whistle thing he has. Here we go.
Never heard that before.
That's basically it, yeah, Dave.
Good.
Right. Do you like that song?
Excellent.
Not very Christmassy.
Well...
It's got a piano in it.
But it's not as Christmassy as some of the music we could be playing.
Hi, this is Robert Williams. I want to sing Merry Christmas to all y'all. Apart from Gary Barlow. You smell of wheat. Here's a Christmas song for you now. Santa's on my roof. Rudolph's got a new hoof. Where are my presents? I would like a new horse. Or a camel, of course. Or maybe some pheasants. Have some mince pie, Santa.
That could have been Robbie's Christmas single.
That's rubbish. You rhymed roof with hoof.
Rhymes, doesn't it? I think you also find presents and pheasants rhymes perfectly.
Technically they do, but the lyrics were rubbish.
Shut your face. Alright, so instead of that rubbish Christmas song, we'll play one of the greatest Christmas songs ever. Ladies and gentlemen, pray silence, please. For Kirsty MacColl and the Pogues. Shane McGowan, the Pogues, Kirsty MacColl and the Fairy Tale of New York, which is beautiful.
The finest Christmas record ever made.
Jules Holland's Hootenanny. Hootenanny! That's what you do.
Oh, do you? Yeah. I do that again, then.
Jules Holland's Hootenanny.
Hootenanny!
It's not Hootenanny. You make it sound like a big-breasted babysitter. Hooters Nanny! Oh, I love my nanny. She has big hooters.
Remember that pun from years ago? That's a classic.
What?
Hooter Nanny.
Yeah. Anyway, in Jules Holland's Hooter Nanny.
Hooter Nanny.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Which is on New Year's Eve, obviously. Shane McGowan's going to be on doing a song with Jules and his Rhythm and Blues Orchestra. There you go.
Sounds lovely.
It's a good lineup. It's a very, very... I might even pop down myself.
Who else is on the lineup, the bill that night?
Texas are there.
Right.
The Hootenanny.
Hootenanny.
All right. Also, Junior Senior.
Hello to you, it is Junior.
And I am Senior.
Together we are Senior Junior. Oh, no, I got it.
Are the Sugar Babes on that? Did I read that
the Sugar
somewhere?
Babes are on the Hootenanny as well.
Hootenanny.
Thank you. And who else is on? Your man from the Mannix. James Dean
Bradfield.
Bradfield, yeah, he's on. And Desmond Decker's on.
Get up in the morning, bim-bim-bim-bim, so that every monkey be fed. Oh, misery light.
Dum-dum-dum. Anyway, he's on the Hootenanny as well, so it's...
Hootenanny.
All right, shut your face now. New Year's Eve, watch it.
Hi, my name's Justin.
And my name's Ed.
And we're the Darkness, and we just want to say Merry Christmas to Chris Moyles and congratulations on your new slot. Oh. It's good for the kids that you're there. Mm. Keep it seasonal. Well done.
Thank you.
true love from the Darkness. I made them what they are, you know. That Joe Wiley, right, taking credit for that band.
Always jumps on our bandwagon.
Do you know what Joe Wiley did, though? She's a lazy cow. She hears the tape of the Down and she goes, oh, it's Joe Wiley. It's a tape of the Down. That's real, it's brilliant. Oh, absolutely fantastic. Oh, I love them, right? And she takes credit for their success. I am the one who made them what they are. You know why? I had a tape with them and went, rubbish, not good enough. Go away, rehearse more, and do better. And if it wasn't for that advice, they'd still be rubbish. Mm. They got better because of that.
They'd be nothing without us.
Damn right.
Can I just say, after this show at 8 o'clock till 10 on Radio 1, it's a dark Christmas. Highlights of the darkness on Radio 1. So you can hear live sets.
Wow.
And a programme all about the darkness.
A programme all about the darkness.
Tune in, darkness fans.
That's 2 hours of really upbeat darkness stuff.
Hi, my name's Justin.
And my name's Ed.
And we're the Darkness, and we just want to say Merry Christmas to Chris Moyles, and congratulations on your new slot.
Yeah.
It's good for the kids that you're there. Keep it seasonal. Well done.
Why does he say the word slot as if it was mucky? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
And you can hear his leathers jingling as well.
Hi, my name's Justin.
And my name's Ed.
And we're the Darkness, and we just want to say Merry Christmas to Chris Moyles, and congratulations on your new slot. It's good for the kids that you're there. Keep it seasonal. Well done.
There you go. His leather jacket jingling and the Christmas breeze.
Beautiful words, thank you.
I think so, yeah. Do I have a read about Dan?
Oh, come here, yeah. All right.
Do you want to do it?
No, you do it.
Okay. You know, Dave, at the start of this year, few people could have told you who Daniel Bedingfield was, except perhaps for a few friends and immediate family. But 2003 was the year when that all changed. You know, Rachel, we were sent some early demo tapes of his and immediately thought there was some raw potential with him. We decided to go out on a limb, let him come on a show and showcase his wares for us in the live lounge. And from that moment onwards, his career has quite simply gone into overdrive. As I will tell you, we're all very proud to have been the ones to have single-handedly launched Daniel's career. We know that he feels hugely indebted to us and admires us all enormously for everything that we've done. So let's listen again to that early session for us in the live lounge back in July of this year. The track was recorded by us that very day and starts with Daniel's reaction to seeing Allard naked. Christmas classic there from Punjabi MC Santa.
Mundian Tabachige, Chris.
Mundian Tabachige. Thank you. Which is Punjabi for Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. It's not really, of course, is it? Right, presents, 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 now!
So we've had your presents to all of us.
Did you like them?
I thought it was very nice. I got a DVD. Rachel got, what was it again? I've forgotten.
The Bargain Hunt board game.
No, Bargain Hunt board game, aye.
I got the Caprice calendar.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, baby.
Lovely. Right, who's giving out presents next?
I'll do mine.
Yeah.
You're going to give out? Let me receive from you. What?
Should we do Alex?
No, there you go.
Okay.
Okay, here we go then.
I actually wrapped mine with proper
Talk to the mic if you can, love. That'd be great.
There you go, Dave.
Is that me? What's a big one?
She genuinely has wrapped them as well. Did you buy these?
Yes.
Look me in the eye.
Yes, I did.
All right. All right, they'll throw it.
And I've got you Christmas cards.
I've got a DVD. I've got a DVD. I can tell. It's DVD shaped.
Dave.
Thank you. What do you want me to open first?
It doesn't matter.
Can I scribble out to Chris and put to Rachel and just send it back?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. Open your card, let's hear it.
A lovely Midlands festive sentiment there,
exactly.
Thank you.
Okay, Alid, let's see your card then.
Surprise, surprise, it's so real. Oh, top yourself. Oh, merry little Christmas.
It's quite distressing, that one.
Mm. Is that Kate?
Sounds like Kate, doesn't it?
Sounds like Kate, doesn't it? Have a look at the back. Oh, no, he's reading the message.
Sorry, it's lovely message.
Did he say Kate Robbins?
You didn't even read what it said in your card, did you, Dave?
Just says Merry Christmas.
Come on.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Dave, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Lots of love, Rachel.
Kerry Wilson.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. What does it say again, Dave?
To Dave, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Lots of love, Rachel.
I should put a kiss on it.
Yeah, Rachel and a kiss.
Oh, very nice. What does it say in yours, Aled?
To Aled, Merry Christmas. No, I won't, don't worry. To Aled, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Lots of love, Rachel, big kiss.
Oh, just close your card. Open it again.
Surprise,
it's Hillary. Right, lovely.
They're a real pain writing them.
And my card has got... Who the hell is that on the front there?
Open it up and then you'll know.
Oh, do you know? I know who it is. That's Tommy Cooper.
Is it? All right, okay. And my card goes...
While shippers washed their socks last night, they missed my show on telly. So the angel of the Lord came down and he said, "Cool, blimey, this really. Oh, Merry Christmas, just like that."
Target reference.
I don't think it's him.
He said what?
I don't know. Anyway, open your presents.
What did he say? Well, hang on. What did he say?
All shippers washed their socks last night. They missed my show on telly. So the angel of the Lord came down and he said, "Good blimey, this really. Oh."
He said, "Good morning, your smell."
Good blimey.
He said, "While shepherds wash their socks by night."
Yes.
Well, something about the telly.
You missed my show.
All shippers washed their socks last night. They missed my show on telly.
They missed my show on telly.
So the angel of the Lord came down and he said, "Cool blimey, they're smelly.
Cool blimey, they're smelly.
Merry Christmas." Just like that.
Right. Wow, that's Wink Taylor doing that excellent voice there. That really is remarkable.
Who is Wink?
Chris, Merry Christmas. Lots of love, Rachel.
All shippers.
Yeah, all right then. Where should I put it? Up here. I'm going to put my card here. Right, where's your card?
Here.
Right, let me... Thank you. Hang on. Hang on a sec. I'm going to put them in the studio, so it's festive, right? That card. This is the... Right, lovely. That's the... And then Dave's. There you go. Actually, no. Do you know what? Take it home. It's
Can we open the presents now?
Open the presents!
Right, who's first?
There you go, lovely. Dave, you up in yours. Well, Rachel, you...
Do them all at the same time.
No, you got to do one at a time.
No, do them all at the same time. Cause...
Wow. Wow, look at that.
Wow.
It's an Everton selection box.
Everton selection box. Who's in it? Wayne Rooney?
Everton chocolates.
There's Campbell in it. What's in there? Are the players...
Milk chocolate.
When you go to the match, you could take it with you and share it.
Wow. We can have them at half time.
Wow. I've got the Back to the Future DVD. Oh, look at Alan's face.
You've probably already got it.
No, I've got the trilogy, but I haven't got the single
That's
one.
That's all right. I'll have it then because I haven't got it.
Well, then what do I get instead?
Well, we can just swap it for one upstairs.
Have you got any good DVDs at home?
I've got Grease. I haven't got a DVD player.
Bingo. Right, we're laughing. First one.
That's great, Rachel.
Pretty Woman
thank
on
you.
Video.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. And Aled, what have you got?
Something that I think Will got a few months ago. I think you've got this from The Office, Rachel. This is Twister Moves, the game. I think she's lying to you.
They're very expensive, those games, but great fun for all the family. So she spent a lot of money and thought goes into your present, and this is how you treat her.
There was a clear out on the weekend, Chris. I'm not impressed with this.
You're ungrateful, get.
Yeah, you really... What, do you want the Back to the Future DVD?
Yes, really
well,
do.
Well, tough, it's mine. You can't give away presents that people give you, because it's, you know, genuine and all that, so sorry about that. Right, what are we doing now?
Playing some music.
Okay, what would you like to hear?
Travis.
Okay, then. Just for you, Rachel.
Thanks.
Because you gave us those lovely presents, and Alan got that board game. For you, this is Travis. Thank you for our presents, Rachel.
Thank you, Rachel.
Dave trying to hit a vocal. Thank you, Rachel.
Keeping up with the Joneses.
Travis and Maria Fender. Hello, good afternoon. Well, good evening now, I suppose, isn't it? It's just after 7 o'clock.
Yep.
We're on till 8 o'clock tonight.
Yay!
And then it's a darkness special. For 2 hours. And it's even bigger cheer than that because by the time that starts, we'll have gone home. Merry Christmas.
Radio.
Just give me the line.
Sugar Babes on Radio 1 on this lovely, lovely Christmas Day night. It's cold outside and you're wrapped up nice and warm inside.
Unless, of course, you're listening outside where you really should go inside. You'll catch your death. You know what I mean?
Wise words.
Thank you very much. I care about the listeners.
Mm.
We need them to listen to us for breakfast.
Stay with us, please.
Have you seen the figures? Right, so, someone explain to me, please, Radio 1's 12 Days to Christmas.
There's been a campaign for the last 12 days.
To get you off the air?
Yes.
Right.
Leading up to...
I signed it.
Today, obviously.
I started it. Sorry, Alec, go on.
And basically, there's been a trial going out. There's been a little ad.
What's a trial?
It's a little advert, in BBC
right.
Land that's been going out for the last few days.
Yeah.
Advertising...
12 days, in fact?
No, a bit more, because a week running up to it as well.
Ah, I see, okay.
And on it, there's been a minute version where some of the presenters and people on Radio 1 have been singing the 12 Days of Christmas.
Beautiful.
And what they've done is they've created us a special... full version.
They've created us a special version.
Right? I'm not one of those presenters.
Yeah, you can't speak English.
Exactly. Mm. So
it's the 12 Days of Christmas song.
Yes.
Sung by the Radio 1 DJs.
Yes.
I haven't heard that. Have you heard this?
I've heard the cut down version, but I haven't heard the full 12-inch mix.
Oh, carped out on it. Right, okay, so this is a Radio 1 exclusive.
Exclusive.
There you go, a little jingle for the NRX there. Right, you ready?
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, on this Christmas Day and night, I present to you the Radio 1 Christmas DJs and the 12 Days song.
The 12 Days to Christmas.
Radio 1's 12 Days to Christmas. The best present you'll ever get in your life.
The 12 Days to Christmas.
Sorry, can you just start again a bit more up?
Shall I sing them?
If you really want to.
On the first day of Christmas, Radio 1 gives to you...
one big weekend.
On the second day of Christmas, Radio 1 gives to you...
two turntables turning.
And one big weekend.
On the third day of Christmas,
Radio 1 gives to you...
three French friends.
Two turntables turning.
And one big weekend.
I'm not sure if you actually wanted singing on this, but I'm going to do it anyway. And here's hoping other people have done this too.
On the fourth day of Christmas, Radio 1 gives to you...
ding. Yeah, that'll do.
Four calling birds.
Three French friends.
Two turntables turning.
And one big weekend.
On the fifth day of Christmas, Radio 1 gives to you...
five gold discs.
Four calling birds.
Three French friends.
Two turntables turning. And one big weekend.
Hi, this is Will Young here, and this is Radio 1's 12 Days to Christmas.
It's proper crimbo.
On the sixth day of Christmas,
Radio 1 gives to you six geezers playing...
five gold discs.
Spoonie. What a talent!
Four calling birds.
Three French friends.
Two turntables turning.
And one big weekend.
We're getting there. Please be patient.
On the seventh day of Christmas,
Radio 1 gives to you...
seven glow sticks glowing.
Six geezers playing.
Five gold discs.
Four calling birds.
Three French friends.
Two turntables turning.
And one big weekend.
On the eighth day of Christmas,
Radio 1 gives to you...
eight balls bouncing.
Seven glow sticks glowing.
Six geezers playing.
Five gold discs.
Five gold discs.
Four calling birds.
Three French friends.
Two turntables turning.
And one big weekend.
On the ninth day of Christmas, Radio 1 gives to you...
are we doing the next bit? Can if you want.
Nine ladies dancing.
Eight balls bouncing.
Seven glow sticks glowing.
Six geezers playing.
Five gold discs.
Four calling birds.
Three French friends.
Two turntables turning.
One big week... How would the song go? One big weekend.
On the tenth day of Christmas, Radio 1 gives to you...
10 rockers rocking.
Nine ladies dancing.
Eight balls bouncing.
Seven glow sticks glowing.
Six geezers playing.
Can I get a note?
Four calling birds.
Three French friends.
Two turntables turning.
And one big weekend.
Not long now.
On the 11th day of Christmas, Radio 1 gives to you...
11 hours flying.
10 rockers rocking.
Nine ladies dancing.
Eight balls bouncing.
Seven glow sticks glowing.
Six geezers playing.
Five gold discs.
Four calling birds.
Three French friends.
Two turntables turning.
And one big weekend.
Radio 1's 12 Days to Christmas. It's better than a pair of socks. Unless the socks used to belong to Christ Miles and not his celebrity pair, right? Thank you, please.
On the 12th day of Christmas, Radio 1 gives to you...
12 shining stars.
11 hours flying.
10 rockers rocking.
9 ladies dancing.
8 balls bouncing.
7 glow sticks glowing.
6 geezers playing.
5 gold discs.
4 calling birds.
3 French friends.
2 turntables turning.
And 1 big weekend.
So, the 12 Days to Christmas draw to a close. We've had prizes and music in all of our shows. Farewell and have fun. Merry Christmas and good cheer from Radio 1.
It's good, that.
Good morning. That's fantastic. And the name of the genius who made that is?
Colin Burgess.
Colin Burgess!
Well done, Colin.
Who would have thought? God bless him. He's a bit useless. He walks with a limp. But what a genius when it comes to being technical. Absolutely astounding. And if that hasn't made your Christmas day, then you're obviously a normal, rational human being.
And it's all because of the magic. Yeah.
It was the Christmas number one in the Chris Moyles Christmas chart, which was compiled by Chris Moyles and exclusively aired now on this show. The Christmas Day number one on the Chris Moyles Christmas chart was Proper Crimbo, Bow Selector. Number two was Saviour's Day by Cliff.
Yep.
And number three was Nick Kershaw, Wouldn't It Be Good?
Telling you.
There you go. Because, you know, none of this pop
idol. It's not based on record sales.
None of this pop idol. Rubbish! That they're forcing down us. And it's an outrage. Sam should have won. Anyway, don't get me started on that. I've just had a phone call. John Culshaw is on his way into the studio on this Christmas Day night, and he's going to be with us soon. He'll be here before 8 o'clock, so we finish at 8, and then it's a two-hour darkness special. Not light, obviously, dark.
It's as in the band.
Yeah. So John Culshaw coming soon to the studio tonight, here on this Christmas Day extravaganza on Radio 1. Kelly Clarkson, she won the American Pop Idol, didn't she? She was the second year, first year, second year?
It was the first year, actually.
But then what about that fat fella?
Second year.
He won the... Right then. I believe somebody fat winning Pop Idol. Outrageous. Anyway, hello, it's Christmas Day on Radio 1!
Hooray!
And a big darkness special coming up. That's such a fake yay. A darkness, Christmas darkness special coming up at 8 o'clock tonight, Radio 1. Meanwhile, Feeder came into our show early this year for a chat and to do a couple of live tracks. They're one of our favourite bands. Dave loves them to bits. And they sound so good live. If you ever get a chance, go and see them. Buy your tickets because they are so good. From the Lifelines from our show early this year, this is Just The Way I'm Feeling from Feeder. Stereophonics, Handbags and Glad Rags. And before that was 50 Cent and the Christmas version of... Oh, Jesus. Make a bit more noise. Christmas version of In The Club. And, you know, the Stereophonics is the... well, not that version, but that song is theme tune to The Office.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, do you like The Office, Rachel?
I love The Office. And shall I tell you something about The Office?
Yes. Mm.
Tomorrow, on Boxing Day at 10:15 p.m., The Office Christmas Special.
Wow.
Shall I read you the little bit?
No. Because I don't want to know. I want to leave it as a surprise.
It's just a teaser.
No. Leave it. Oh. Don't ruin it. Right?
Leave it.
And of course, The Office theme tune reminds me of this piece of genius.
I can make that dream come true, too, a.k.a. for you. For you. There we go.
And with the phrase, softly, softly, catch a monkey.
Gareth Keenan in the area.
I can catch a monkey.
I'm a friend first and a boss second. Probably an entertainer third.
Oh, God.
Such a sad little man.
We're like one big organism, one big animal. Yeah, the guys upstairs on the phone, they're the mouth. The guys down here, the hands.
On what part are you?
Good question. Probably the humour.
So when cherries are red, they're ready for plucking. When girls are 16, they're ready for...
Gareth?
I'm not around at the moment, so please leave a massage.
They are absolutely mad, all of them. Especially that one. He's mental. Not literally, obviously, that wouldn't work.
Would you rather be thought of as a funny man or a great boss? Mark's always the same. To me, they're not mutually exclusive.
Elvino did flow.
Okay, leave it!
I don't want you to think of me as your boss.
Well, you're not.
The Brent Meister General.
Oh, God.
Absolutely mental. Meeting adjourned.
Such a sad little man.
Lovely. Merry Christmas, Sheldon, if you listen. Presents! Right, who's going to give out their presents next?
Me.
Right, good. Come on, let's go. By the way, Coleshaw's in the building.
Right.
He's just going through Scott Mills' desks for all the presents that he's giving away over Christmas that he hasn't been bothered to mail out yet, and he's getting himself some nice freebies.
Okay, first present.
Oh, the irony. Right.
Is for Alad.
Oh.
Alad, there you go.
Thank you for
the Do you like the wrapping?
Look at that.
Newspaper wrapped
from the Suns.
Oh, lovely.
What's that?
What is Alad's present?
Oh, I've got another calendar.
Oh, what kind of calendar is it?
Whoa,
fireman?
Oh, I'm seeing a bit of a
doctor's
thing here. It is FHM Bikini Heaven.
Let me have a look,
No, it's mine.
No, I want to look. Oh, hobba.
And for me, I'd say Miss May.
Really? Let's have a look.
She'd be your dream date.
Miss May. Pretty much. Actually, I've dated someone just like that. Not really, no.
I'll go for May or December. But that's only from the back. I'd need to really take it home and study it.
Yeah.
But there you go.
Right, your present.
My present.
There you go.
Yes. Wrapped in. Oh, there's a wrapped in page 3 of the paper.
Thought you like that.
Yeah, I'll keep that, actually.
The thought that went to it.
Who is it, actually, on page 3? Don't know who it is. It's very pretty, though. Anyway, right. Okay. Wow, it's Xbox Club Football for Leeds United.
What a perfect present for a Leeds United computer games fan.
Did you get that off my desk?
No. Why, have you already got it?
There was a copy on my desk.
I never saw that.
Before I went away for my Christmas break.
Right.
And I came back today, Christmas Day, and there wasn't a copy on
my
desk.
I bought that from Oxford Street in London the other day. I can't believe you've already got it.
Did you really buy it, Dave?
Of course.
Look me in the eye.
I've got the receipt and everything.
Where is it?
At home.
Right.
Rachel.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, there you go.
Thanks, Dave. Is this from the office as well?
Nope.
Oh, Ray Ducks. Actually, I've just run out of bubble bath.
You see, girls like to pamper themselves, and so I went to a special shop that specialises in girl pampering.
Moisture soak. And actually, I really like it.
Who cares? Right, more presents from Alan. Come on.
Am I the only one who's actually bought presents?
I know.
I bought something.
Some of these are...
Come on!
Anyway, Rachel
presents.
There's two prezzies each, believe it or not. Basically,
believe it or not,
because we're going to breakfast, you've got to be posh now.
Right.
So I've got you some nice teas.
What
is it?
That's nice.
These are speciality teas.
Oh, and Rachel makes the tea
from
on the
Selfridges.
Show.
See, he's nice.
Ooh, Selfridges.
That's lovely.
The second present is that she's got to be a bit strict. So that's for you.
What is it?
Yeah, because you have to basically on brekkie be in control.
Alex?
Is it a riding crop? Is that what they're called, Dave?
I think so.
Riding crop.
What do you expect me to do with it?
Spank Alad with it!
No, you've got to...
Spank him! It's a Christmas spanking!
What a whip!
Excellent.
Okay. Where did you find that, Alad?
I went and bought it. At the desk.
Shh, quiet. Here we go. Do it again.
Desk.
It can't work.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. All right. I'll be good. Next.
Right,
presents.
Dave, next.
Come on.
I know you're a big footy fan.
Yes.
Can you wrap these yourself?
I was going to get you some Everton stuff, but your girlfriend didn't know what you had.
Wife.
Didn't have.
Oh, she's, sorry. We're married. Wife, you went to the wedding. She's my wife. She's no longer my girlfriend.
Love you, Emma. So I got you, because I know you're a bit harsh when it comes to football, so you need to learn how to do it properly.
Let me explain one thing to you, Alan, very quickly, right? I'm an Evertonian, so you buying me Michael Owen's soccer skills is perhaps not the greatest thing to buy me.
No, I thought he's in the England team and you support England.
He plays
England.
For Liverpool.
He's an England footballer.
Michael Owen's soccer skills.
I paid for it, like it. And secondly...
You got the receipt?
No. Secondly... Because you're a big football fan, I know that you would love to go to this European football thing. So I thought, so you can impress Radio 1 management.
Pigeon Portuguese is the book.
That's...
Wow!
So Euro 2004.
And that's better.
How many presents have we got?
And that's for Chris.
Do I get one?
So,
And it's also a CD, Teach Yourself Portuguese Sing Also. So I have a book and an audio friend.
And for Chris, now that you're going to breakfast, you've got to be a bit more organised because so much stuff is going on and, you know, your life's going to...
Is it a blow-up girlfriend?
No, open it.
Right, OK.
Open it. And it's special in your colour and everything. It's really specialist.
You know, if this is pink, you're getting a punch in the face.
Boom!
It's not another riding cloth,
but
is it?
More than that, right?
It's a pink 2004 diary with a pink pen.
It's not pink, it's red, and it smells of strawberry, so that's a big...
Hang on. Oh, it's like a summer's day.
Oh, that's lovely.
So there you go. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Alan.
Presents. I have a pink diary and a pink pen to write in my pink thoughts for 2004 pink. Sorry. It's Christmas Day night, everybody! Yay! Let's party with Atomic Kitten! Everybody, all right, this is your night tonight. Atomic Kitten and Cool to the Gang. Christmas Day on Radio 1, here he is, the man of a thousand voices, John Coleshaw.
Hello, and a Merry Christmas to you all of my friends and everybody listening.
It's nice of you to join us on this Christmas Day night. It obviously means that you have no friends or can't stand your family either.
Well, we're all together, and that's the main thing.
Isn't it just? And afterwards, we get to go and stand outside a pub because it's not open. Merry Christmas. So, John... Talk me through a traditional Ormskirk Christmas.
Is
it a lump of coal again?
Yeah, I suppose so. You know, you get the fire going and, you know, you get up at about 9:30, maybe earlier, and, you know, just... I don't know, just have a very lazy but a very merry, happy day with everyone.
Do you go to the pub on Christmas Day?
No.
Rubbish.
No, I've never really been to pubs on Christmas Day.
Well, you haven't lived
I'd love
some.
To, though.
Really?
Yeah, do you normally?
You go.
Have you met my family?
You go with your dad, don't you?
You need to go to the pub on Christmas Day, yeah.
Do you go to the Woodman?
No, I don't. We go to the club.
The club.
Go to the club at Top of Road.
And do you do that when your mum's got the dinner on? So she's, like, preparing everything.
Yeah.
You go for a couple of pre-dinner drinks.
It's the law.
Come back and everything's all laid out perfect.
Exactly.
I bet that's a great tradition, isn't it? Where your dad says, come on, son, let's go to the club.
Well, if we have to, Dad, yes. It's a Christmas tradition.
Leave your mum up to her neck in Yorkshire pudding.
I've only ever missed one Christmas away from Leeds.
That's when you were in Luxembourg, wasn't it?
Correct. Well, actually two. Mm. There was also a couple of years ago when my brother was in intensive care.
Oh, yeah.
But we don't talk about that. But it's fine, though. I swear he only got ill just so he didn't have to buy anyone presents.
Do you know, I lent him a Christmas tree to put by the side of his hospital bed that year, and he ain't ever given it me back.
He's a pig. Do you know what I mean? He still hasn't bought me any Christmas presents from that year that he missed. And I bought him a box set of Frasier and everything.
You can't be indebted when you're ill.
Of course you can! He was off that drip by about the 27th. The sales were on then. And then they released him. How cruel is this? How cruel are the hospital and the doctors and nurses? They released him on New Year's Eve afternoon and said he was bedridden for another week. So he got to go home and lie in bed and watch Big Ben at midnight.
He wanted his drip connected to Guinness, didn't he?
And that was one of the best New Year's Eves we ever had at the nameless pub around the corner.
Yeah. Oh, not the one where we all sat there with your dad with our silly hats on.
Yeah.
It's the only New Year's Eve party where, because the disco was so loud, the locals asked the DJ to turn the sound down. 11 o'clock. Anyway, right, so we're going to do a little Christmassy song.
Oh, you've got to have a little sing along
with you,
haven't you?
Well, you've heard us singing.
I know.
And I think it's fair, only fair that you should sing.
Well, I think a lot of joy comes from you.
Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, and then it
you express a lot of Christmas joy when you sing.
Now, would you like to sing as you, or would you like to sing in a collection of your hilarious comedy voices?
Why don't we do that? Why don't we put a little comedy Christmas choir together?
Right, choose a song.
Let's see.
Any song you want.
Let's see, Last Christmas Wham.
What track's that?
7.
Good choice.
Right. On your own, do you want help from us?
Well, I think, you know, it's Christmas Day. We should all join in, really, shouldn't we?
Do you think?
Have you not heard Alan's voice?
Well...
Seriously.
It's beautiful.
It is. We should all join in. I'll need a bit of help.
I don't think we should join in.
Well, we'll stay out of it. We'll just, like, you do with your,
you do
your Christmas choir.
Yeah, Mr. Comedy Award almost winner.
I'm going to stand up.
So, are you ready?
Go on then.
Right. Oh, are you going to... Who's that, Rolf?
I don't know. I just went into sort of a Christmassy...
No, yes. Dave, seriously. This is why you can't be involved. You sound like Rolf trying to strain one out.
Seriously, I can do impressions now. See?
Hang on, do that again. That's like Rolf Bowie. changes.
Come on then, smart ass, with your Christmas choir. Right. Let rip.
Rolf Harris for start then. Right, you ready? Right, here we go.
Okay. There's little Chrissy Miles behind his microphone. Bum, 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 bum. There's Comedy Dave cracking all the jokes on the far side there. There's Rachel and Alec with little smiles on their Christmas little faces. It's your old mate Rolfie. I'm joining in on a Christmas tune with you. Hey, Chris, you're a good singer. You start, okay? But the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I will give it to somebody special.
Shaggy, do Shaggy.
Me and Mom got white people there. Me nothing what them all do.
That's more Sean Paul.
I'm telling you, that was Sean Paul.
That's Shaggy.
It might be me confused.
What is the difference between Sean Paul and Shaggy as a voice?
About £3.50.
Well, you see, even on Christmas Day, the gags are non-stop. Did he get them out of our Christmas crackers?
Yeah, I think I did. Ozzy will do him in a
minute. Hang on, okay, hang on, right. Once bitten, twice shy. Tony Blair, ready? Go!
Once bitten, and in a very real sense, twice shy. I keep my distance, but you still catch my eye.
George Bush!
Tell me, baby, do you recognize me? Well, it's been a year. It does not surprise me.
Ozzy Osbourne!
Happy Christmas! I wrapped it up and sent it!
The Pete Tong!
Saying I love you, I meant
John
it.
John Peel!
Now I know what a fool I've been, but I suppose if you kissed me now, I know you'd fool me again.
Hey! Suspect. Chris Tarrant!
Last Christmas, I gave you £64,000, but the very next day, we'll be right back after this break.
David Brent from The Office.
Okay, this year, all right, to save me, okay, from tears, whatever, okay, facts, okay, yeah.
Billy Connolly.
Last Christmas, I dyed my moustache brown, but the very next day, I dyed the thing pink.
Robbie Williams.
Hello, thanks for all my Christmas presents and my awards and my ass and everything. I'm Robbie Williams. Live the dream. It's not in the words, but I don't care.
Right, this is kind of an instrumental bit.
Okay, I suppose, right, when the show goes out, this kind of thing can be edited, okay?
It's fine, you're sounding okay. Good. David Dickinson.
A crowded room... Friends with tired eyes, I'm hiding from you and your soul of ice. So you get out there.
Aled.
My God, I thought you were someone to rely on. I guess I was the shoulder to cry on.
Trevor McDonald.
A faith on a lover with a fire in his heart. A man undercover, but you tore me apart. Brent Sadler has this report.
I think we've run out of names, man.
Very well done. Very, very well done. I didn't think you'd pull it off. I also thought with the amount of alcohol we've had today, you would have sworn. But you didn't.
No, Elton John. The very next day, yeah, where this year, same as this, on the beaches.
Very nice.
Super.
No more Elton John.
I like that drunk Elton John.
Is that drunk Elton John?
Yes, yes, yes.
Can you do David Furnish if you pardon the expression?
This here to save me from tears, I will give it a somebody very special.
I bet you will, David. So, thank you very much. I thought that was lovely. That was the best song of the day.
I thought that was quite a nice...
It's all right, wasn't it?
Yeah. I particularly liked Aled. For the first time in my life, I didn't think I'd ever say that out loud, but I did enjoy Aled.
I thought it was way off. It was not.
I thought it was way off.
It was nothing like me.
It's not sound
anything like me.
I'm a lot more butch in real life.
Oh, I'm like Hulk Hogan. I'm the only Hulk in the village. Anyway, thank you, Joe. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And we'll see you later for a few drinks when we finish the show. Yes. John Paul Shaw, everybody.
Here we go again.
Have a great Christmas, everybody. And we're back. Remember, the 5th of January. People in the place,